Jataka 168. Sakunagi Jataka. The Quail and the Falcon. How a little quail got caught by a falcon and later beat the falcon down by fighting on his own ground. The Buddha, while living at Jetavana, gathered the bhikkhus. And the Buddha began his advice to the bhikkhus to stay within their own territories while going for alms rounds. Bhikkhus, in the past, even animals faced disaster when they went in search for food. Then the Buddha told this story from the past. Long, long ago, when Brahmadatta was the king of Varanasi, the Bodhisatta was born as a quail. The quail lived on a farm with many holes on the ground. He would sneak into the holes to look for food after the farmers had planted seeds in them. One day, he started to feel bored of his feeding ground. "Oh, I'm so bored eating the same food every day." As he was looking around, he saw the edge of the forest and thought of a brilliant idea. "Perhaps I should leave my home and go to the forest instead. I can find many different delicious foods there." He made his way to the edge of the forest. As he arrived at the forest, he was very happy to find a lot of food. He immediately treated himself to a big feast. Little did he know, someone else was spying on him. High up in the sky, a falcon was searching for prey, because he was hungry too. Then he saw the little quail carelessly enjoying his food in the bushes. "Aha, I see you, little quail. You shall be my meal for today." Aiming at the quail, the falcon swooped down, quickly but silently. He came closer and closer. Oh no! The falcon caught the quail in his claws! Shocked and upset, the quail cried, "Oh no! I'm so unlucky! I went into someone else's home to search for food. Oh, if only I had stayed at my home where my family is, then Mr. Falcon wouldn't have caught me. I could have defeated him there." The falcon looked at the quail suspiciously. "Why, little bird, where is your home? What makes you think that I would be defeated there?" "It is a big field covered with many holes."
"I think I could defeat you there too. Very well, quail, bring me to your home, and we shall see who is right."
The falcon let go of the quail. The quail hurried back to the field with the falcon following behind him. Back at the field, the quail stood on the edge of a hole and shouted to the falcon.
"Now catch me if you can, Mr. Falcon."
The falcon flew down very fast, aiming straight at the quail.
"You will never escape me, no matter where you are."
When the quail saw the falcon coming in full swoop, he quickly jumped and hid in the hole. The falcon realized his mistake, but it was too late. He was flying too fast and could not stop. Splat! The falcon hit the ground hard. With his last breath, he turned over and died with his eyes facing the sky. The little quail came out of the hole after knowing that he was safe. The quail stood on top of his enemy.
"I have beaten my enemy in my own territory. How lucky that I thought of a clever plan. But I have learned my lesson. From now on, I will stay in my own home and search for food here, where it is safest."
After the story had been told, the Buddha added, "So you see, bhikkhus, even animals fall into their enemies' hands by leaving their proper ground. But when they stay inside the proper area, they conquer their enemies. Therefore, take care not to leave your own place and not to intrude into someone else's territory. When people leave their own place, Mara will find a way in to take that place. And what are the wrong places for a bhikkhu? The Tathagata is referring to the 5 sensual pleasures. What are these 5? They are the desires of the visible, sound, smell, taste, and tangible objects. These are the wrong places for bhikkhus. At the end of the Dhamma talk, the Buddha explained the Four Noble Truths, and many of the bhikkhus attained the stages of liberation, Nibbana. The Buddha then connected the past births and the present. In the past life, Devadatta was the falcon, and I was that little bird.